Okay, William, here it is. I'm back again. Woohoo! And I have for you chapter 9 of Payoff for Mr. Glubb. This chapter is called Struggle in the Mud. Or maybe Struggles in the Mud. Or maybe A Race Through the Mud. Well, you make up your own mind. You'll be able to hear it. So where did I leave you with the last chapter? In the last chapter, if you remember, there was just a great to-do watching all of the pictures of Mr. Glubb's family. And then Mr. Glubb's Granny Glubb fell off the platform. Oh, no. And as she fell, she was rescued by Gustav Pannier, who caught her and then got crushed because she was kind of big. And she landed on him. And he landed on the floor and he went, oof, lost his breath. He couldn't breathe. Oh, no. And Strongbones ran over to him to help him and to help him up. And just then, our favorite troll teens showed up. Yes, indeedy, Grassy, Rocky, and Birdie. And they saw the backpack that Strongbones had forgot about sitting on the floor next to the camera. And they ran up, and they ran up to grab it, and they hauled it up. And then Grassy was just about to grab the camera when Glabilda saw him. Now, Glabilda was a friend of Cute Bones, and Cute Bones is the sister of Strongbones. You know that. And in the other story I told, Cute Bones and Troll Mountain, Glabilda and Cute Bones were big, fast friends. And Glabilda, when she saw Strongbones, was so excited to see him. And so she saw Grassy grab his backpack. Well, she's a troll. She knows all about trolls. She knows who has it, has it. So she jumped right in front of Grassy and said, "You let go of that. That belongs to Strongbones." And Grassy said, "Dad, get out of here, little kid. Go away. This is ours. We're going off. He took it from us." And they started to run away. Well, they started, but Glabilda hung on to the backpack. She was hanging on as tight as she could. "No, you let it go. You let it go." Well, the tall trees were bigger than Glabilda. As doughty as she was, as strong, as brave and courageous as she was still not as big as the teen trolls. And they dragged her along. They dragged her out of the king's room. Oh, she was, "No, let go. Give it back to me," she was yelling. And just as she went out the door, Strongbones looked up and saw Glabilda being dragged out, hanging onto his backpack. And he screamed, "Ah, my backpack! Glabilda, you give that back!" And he took off. And then when he took off, some of the other trolls looked up. Mr. Glubb looked up and saw the last end of his daughter's legs being dragged out the door. And he said, "Glabilda, oh, rescue my daughter!" He didn't know what was going on, but normally his daughter didn't leave the room with her legs dragging. And then he looked at Mudrub, and he said, "Mudrub, you get some soldiers and find out where she is. I want her back." And so Mudrub did. Well, first thing Mudrub did was Mudrub ran to the great door, and he got his great spear, Muscle Biter, because whoever had taken Glabilda was going to get bitten. And then he gathered some of his soldiers, some of his guards, and he said, "We got to find that girl." And so they went off. Well, I have to start. That's where we left off, right? Everybody's running. Everybody's going after the trolls, the teen trolls, and Glabilda and the whole thing. Well, when the teens got out the end of the door, they were out of the room, they were in the corridor, and Glabilda was still hanging onto the backpack. And Grassy said, "Let go, little girl, let go, little girl. This is my backpack. Let go, we gotta go." And Glabilda said, "This is not, it's Strongbones' backpack." And she was rumbling and grinning. So Grassy, you know what he did? He came up and he did a karate chop right on Glabilda's wrist. Ow! 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 Oh, that hurt. And Glabilda let go. And that let go of the backpack. And Grassy said, "Yeah, so little girl, we'll see you later." And he turned around to run off. Well, Glabilda wasn't going to have that. She launched herself right on top of Grassy's back. "Hey, give that back!" And she cut her legs around his chest and she started beating him on his head. Well, that wasn't good because his hair was so spiky. Ow, ow, oh, it was spiky. She was getting all broken and everything. He said, "Stop that, little girl." And they were trying to run away and hold on the backpack and she was beating him on the head. "No, give that back. That belongs to my Strongbones." So he said, "Stop, wait. Here, Grassy, take this. Take this backpack." And he handed the backpack to Grassy. And he turned around and said, "Okay, little girl, you've had it. You won't go away. We're taking you with us." And he reached around and he grabbed Glabilda right off his back. And then he slung her over his shoulder. So her back was all over her head was over his back. And she had his legs. And he said, "We're going. Let's go. Let's take off. We got to get out of here." And they ran to get out through one of the exits of Troll Mountain at the back of Troll Mountain. Well, It wasn't very easy for Grassi at that point because Glabilda started beating him with her hands. You let go, you barbarian! And started hitting him, right? And it, well, Grassi was used to being hit by cudgels and stuff, but this wasn't as bad as that, but it was constant. Oh, you let go! So they ran along, Glabilda was there banging on his back, and Grassi had the backpack, and Bernie was leading the way, and they were heading down to the mud baths. Well, here's why they were heading to the mud baths. Because the mud baths are at the bottom of Troll Mountain. And at the bottom of Troll Mountain, you have all these hot springs that are bubbling up. And there's all this mud that they brought in. And it makes this huge pool. If you had seen it, you wouldn't believe it. It was almost like a football field of mud. Delicious, hot mud. Maybe 2 football fields. I don't know how big it was. Hot mud. And the trolls, especially in the wintertime, because even in Troll Mountain in the wintertime, it could get a little chilly. They would go down to the mud baths, and they'd spend the whole day soaking in the mud, hanging out, making mud pies, letting the kids swim in the mud, just hanging out, chit-chatting. Maybe they'd bring some tea or some coffee or some juice, or they'd have a little picnic, and they'd sit and eat and laugh and soak. Oh, they loved it. But this was after the breakfast after the pig out, and it was still a little early, and not many, many trolls were down there, but there were a couple, we'll see. So Grassi and Rocky and Bernie started heading for the mud baths. But they knew they had to be careful, especially with this screaming girl on his back. Let go, let go. They had to be careful. They couldn't go straight. They had to go some of the roundabout passages. So they did. Well, I haven't told you this. I mean, there's so much about trolls I haven't told you. You're really going to go have to read the book. I mean, if you don't read the book, Masters of the Underground Troll Society and Economy, you're not going to... You got to do this, right? So they love to build tunnels. They love to tunnel. They make little rooms. They make little tunnels. They love it. And then they plant luminescent mushrooms to light their way. Oh, that's what they do all winter. If they aren't in the mud baths or they aren't out trying to steal human stuff, they're in chipping away little tunnels and putting mushrooms up and having a great time. And they love it. Oh, they love it. It seems to be something to do with the way trolls are. So there are a lot of little tunnels. A lot of side tunnels. And the teen trolls, being unruly teen trolls, knew all of the tunnels in Troll Mountain. After all, they'd grown up there and lived there. They knew the ones down to their secret cracks where they could get out of the mountain. They figured they'd just run out of the mountain, hang out for a little bit, they'd come back, everybody'd forget about it. They'd say, huh, what? We were in the kitchens. And they'd forget about it. Huh, teen trolls. Now, let's call stupid stupid. They're not thinking. And they're not thinking because trolls don't forget, and you can't make decisions based on things you don't think about. So think about things. That's good. So anyway, they were going down to the mud baths. Well, when Strongbones came down, Strongbones figured, because Strongbones has been in Troll Mountain before, Strongbones figured, I'll make a bet they're trying to get away. They're just in a panic, and they're trying to get away. And so what they're going to do is they're going to try to get out of one of the many exits. And he knew those exits were down where there was hot springs, because the hot springs would geyser up and break, fracture the rock, and they make little tunnels, right, little hot spring tunnels. And so the trolls knew how to get there. They knew how to get out. They had done it before. They'll do it again. So he went down to the mud baths. But he didn't worry about being seen. He could care less. He didn't worry about hiding. He went direct. He went down the main corridor. Now, the main corridor is a huge, huge... how's the best way to say it? It's almost like a ramp, right? Because trolls don't like stairs. They never like stairs. They never will like stairs. They don't make stairs. Ladders, whoo, ladders. And they don't have electricity, so they can't have elevators or anything like that. But they can make ramps. So this long ramp went down, around and around and around. Every so often it comes to a new floor. And there'd be other tunnels going off of it. And all these trolls would stick out and they'd see a human. And they'd say, what's that human doing here? What's that human doing here? Frogwas didn't care. He was running. He ran past all these startled troll faces looking, huh? A human. And he ran around and around and around and around and around around and around and around and around and around and around and around. Finally, came down to the bottom. And where was the bottom? The bottom was the entrance to the mud baths. Oh, my goodness. The mud baths were glorious. They were in a big cavern. And they put luminescent mushrooms there everywhere, so you had this faint glow in the mudrooms. And then every so often, somebody would bring a torch. So So at the entrance were two big torches, because that was kind of cool. Mr. Glub liked it that way. And they were running, you know, hot torches. And then stretching as far out in the distance was the mud. Oh, the mud, the glorious mud. Oh, I love the mud. Now, in the middle of the mud bass, it gets deep. It gets maybe 4, maybe 5 feet deep. I mean, it gets pretty deep. When they go swimming, they swim in mud. But around the edges, it was pretty light. It was only a half a foot, little foot, like at the beach. So Strongbones knew if he stayed around the edge, he could scout around and wait. Because he had a feeling he knew how the trolls were going to go down. And he thought maybe they'd go off the other end of the mud bass. That was what he thought. That was his plan. That was his idea. He was using his head. Now, they might not, who knows? But he said, I'll do this. So he very carefully picked his way along the edge and started running as fast as he could. But he couldn't run that fast because he was in mud. Oh, there were a couple of old granny trolls down there and grandpa trolls. And they had been down there for a long time. Their skin was all wrinkled. Their tails were kind of pink because they were so hot. And they'd look up and go, a human? What's a human doing here? A human? But there was nobody else in the mud bass. Just some granny and grandpa trolls. And so he would run by and wave to them, hi, hi. And he's saying, troll, hope you have a happy hot time. Because that's what they like to say, have a happy hot time. And then he'd wave and they'd wave back and say, a human who speaks troll, whom? And they talk to each other. And he ran down the end. And he ran down the end and he waited. He said, okay, all right, okay. I can see the whole thing. I can see them coming. And I'm just going to hang out here and wait. So he found a little projection of stone and he sat down. He folded his arms. He knew what he was going to do. He knew the best way to deal with this. And the best way was to be out front and demand his backpack back. Yes, it was 3-1, but he'd outsmart them. He figured he would. Well, at any rate, the three teen trolls, they were running down the side corridors, this corridor, that corridor, down the side ramps, running through little neighborhoods, running through little troll communities. The trolls would look out and say, what, what? And there, hanging onto the back of one of the teen trolls, was their Princess Labilda. And Grassy just laughed at him and said, ha, she's coming with us. We're going to go to the mud baths. Ha, 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 we're playing a game. And all the trolls would say, oh, isn't that funny? Glabilda's playing a game. Well, it's good for little trolls to play games. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Well, the fact that Glabilda was beating Grassy on the back and screaming her head off didn't seem to make a big difference. Oh, she's playing a game. Oh, ha, 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 what a funny game. And they kept running. And they'd tell that story to all the trolls, and all the trolls would have a belly laugh and think it was so funny to see the teen, oh, the little princess playing with some troll teens, especially unruly troll teens. Oh, ha, ha, she must be having fun. Listen to her. Ah, oh, she was like, ah, you have a she was telling them all sorts of things, and I won't repeat them because what she was telling him her father would do to them is nothing that any 5-year-old should hear. So they came down closer and closer to the mud bass. And finally they got to the end. Now, they weren't at the splendid entrance to the mud baths with the torches. They were at one corner of the mud baths. And they looked down and it looked empty. They saw a couple of grannies and grandpas in the mud, but they weren't going to bother them. They said, okay, we can do this. We can do this. And they started clambering along the side of the mud baths just like Strongbones did. They clambered alongside and they started moving towards their favorite exit hole. Now, their favorite exit hole was at one far end of the mud bass, and it was a sort of a crack in the rock, okay? And if you were a big troll, you might have trouble getting out because it was kind of tough to get through. You had a wedge. But if you were a teen troll, you weren't as big as some of the big trolls. You were a little bit, you could sort of, if you moved the right way, you could sneak through. Now, this was their plan. If they got to that crack and they snuck through, then no other trolls could follow them, not any of the big trolls anyway. And what other teen trolls were going to follow them? Because after all, they were pretty unruly themselves. So they said, yes, if we make it there, we'll be free. Meanwhile, Glabilda kept screaming and hollering at him, said, let go of that backpack. That's my friend's backpack. You give it back to me. He started beating him. Well, Grassy said, okay, I've had it. I can't stand listening to this girl anymore. And you know what he did? He turned around and he dropped her in the mud. Said, there, stay there, that's good for you. And on top of that, you know what he did? Oh, I close your ears, William. I got to tell you this. He took up a piece of mud and he put it into Kobilda's mouth. He said, here, chew on that. Don't yell at me. Ha, 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 ha. And they all ran off. Oh, they took off as fast as they could now because Kobilda wasn't beating on them. Oh, Kobilda was not happy. First of all, here she was in her pig-out breakfast clothes. And, well, she didn't go to the pig-out breakfast, but she got dressed up for the breakfast. And they had just put her in the mud. Oh, and then she had all this mud in her mouth. She spit that out. Oh, nasty. Oh, those troll teens were going to pay. Those troll teens were going to pay. She was going to make sure they did. And you know what she did? Do you think she went back upstairs and complained to her dad? Oh, Dada, they were so mean to me. Oh, are you kidding me? Do you think she yelled for help? Help, help, somebody help me. Oh, that's not Kobilda. You know what Kobilda did? She took off after those troll teens. Well, the troll teens were running as fast as they could, and Rocky was holding onto the backpack as best he could, and Bernie was running along trying to make sure they had the right trail, and they came cruising around the side of the mud baths. And guess who they didn't see at the very end? They didn't see Strongbones. Well, Strongbones didn't want them to see him. And by and by, he had noticed a commotion. Then he heard the big commotion with Kobilda, and he said, oh, there's something coming. And then he spotted the three teen trolls running along the side. He said, oh. And he looked over, and he saw the big crack in the wall, and he said, oh, I think I know where they're going. Okay. And he slid off his rock, and he very quietly started to run very quietly. He ran to where they were going to get to before the door because he had to surprise them. They came running around the bend. They said, yay, there's my rock. There's the cleft. I'm going to do this. We're going to go. Let's go. Yay. And they started running, 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 running. And then suddenly, a big figure jumped up out in front of them and went, rah! Oh, the toll train stopped. Oh, no. Oh, they stopped so fast they fell over and fell in the mud. Oh, and they stood up and there were Strongbones standing up over them. He said, that's it. I've had enough from you. I want that backpack, and I want you to say you're sorry. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Trolls never say they're sorry. Did I ever tell you trolls said they were sorry? Never, ever. Trolls say they're sorry? Uh-uh. That's not the way trolls work. And they weren't going to say sorry to Strongbones. So Grassy stood up and said, what do you want? What are you doing here? You're a human. Get out of my way. You're in my way. I'm going to take care of you. And Strongbones said, oh, yeah? You and who else? Those two little mice over there? Huh, I want my backpack and give it to me right now. Rocky was hanging on to it. He shook his head and said, no, it's mine. And Bernie said, hey, who do you think you're talking to? And he stood up next to Grassy. Okay, so here's troll power, 2-1. Who's going to win? And Strongbone said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I think you think it's 2-1 for me? You think it's 2-1? I got my pals. And they looked around. What, pals? Where? What? Strongbone said, uh-uh. We don't play that way. I have my pals. You don't have your pals. You give me the backpack, or I call my pals in. Well, this was like playing poker, and Dada can teach you how to play poker, but it was called a bluff. And a bluff is when you try to pretend that you're tougher than you are or you're bigger than you are, right? For example, there is a fish called a puffer fish. As a matter of fact, we saw some puffer fish when we went to Tampa the last time. And your mama thought they were great hanging on the ceiling. But the puffer fish is this happy little fish. Ooh, 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 right? And then when it gets threatened, it blows itself up to like 3 or 4 times its size. And all of a sudden it looks much bigger than it is. And the fish that wanted to eat it said, I don't think I want to mess with that big, big fish. And it swims away. Which is probably lucky, because if a fish did eat the puffer fish is poisonous too and it would kill the fish. But that's not a bluff. That's reality. But the bluff is, I'm bigger than you. And there are other animals that do that. Some birds puff up and animals puff up. And so they try to make it look like they're tougher than they are. And that's what Strongbones did, because he's smart. He knows how trolls think. So the two trolls looked at each other and said, huh? Huh? What? Huh? But then Grassy stood up. Now Grassy and Bernie were there. Rocky stood up, because Rocky was still in the mud with the backpack. He was the one with the dreadlocks. And, well, sometimes he acted before he thought. He stood up and he said, oh, no, I don't believe this. Yeah, you have friends, you and who else? We're only two humans we saw, and those two humans are you and the guy that we trashed his Jeep. Ha, 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 and he's not much. We trashed his Jeep, and what did you do? Ha, 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 you sat there. Strongbone said, oh, yeah? Well, laugh away. I'm taking my backpack. And he reached over to grab the backpack. Well, at that point, Rocky and Grassy and Bernie said, I don't think so. And they both went to grab Strongbones and hang on to him while they knocked him down. And then they were going to kick him a little bit, maybe. And since they didn't have any cudgels, they'll just have to use their heads and they'd bang him. And then while he was in the mud, they'd run away. Oh, they had some very bad plans for Strongbones, the poor guy. And Strongbones said, what do you think you're doing? Well, Strongbones is a big guy, too. And so when they came up to him to knock him down, he basically picked his arms up and he threw them back. He threw them both off. Boom! And they both fell off and landed in the mud. Oh, no! And Grassy said, hey, there's no way to treat my friends. I'll show you. And what did Grassy do? Oh, dear. What did Grassy do? Oh, dear. Grassy reached into his belt because he had a cudgel. Where did he have a cudgel from? I don't know how he got a cudgel. I don't know where he got it from. He must have stolen it from someone. And he said, I'll show you how trolls can handle humans. And he lifted his cudgel up to start beating on Strongbones. Well, just at that moment, just at that immediate moment, Glabilda appeared. And you know what she did? She jumped on Grassy. Hey, guys, what are you doing to my friend? And she jumped on him, and she started clinging to him, and then she grabbed the cudgel, and she started hitting him with it. Bang, bang, bang. And then Strongbones couldn't help but laugh. Ah, ha, 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 look at you. And then he ran in to help her. Well, then Grassy, when Rocky and Bernie were up, and Rocky and Bernie said, hey, little girl, get off my friend. And they came up, and they started to grab it. At Grassy, and they started grabbing Glabilda to pull her off, and Strongbones said, okay, here's my chance, and he, instead of grabbing it at Grassy, and instead of trying to push Bernie away, he grabbed Rocky, and he said, this is mine, and he pushed Rocky, and he grabbed his backpack, and pulled it right off Rocky, and then he said, good, I've taken it, and then he read, Glabilda, Glabilda, let's go. And Glabilda saw that Strongbones had the backpack, and she said, Yahoo! And she let go and jumped off, and they both started running on the mud. Yay! They're running away! All the teen trolls were not going to let that happen. Hey, the human's getting away with that little girl. Let's go get him! And they started taking off after him. Well, have I told you trolls can run fast? Yes, they can. Yes, indeedy. Can they run faster than Strongbones? Oh, yes, they can. Yes, indeedy. And they did. They ran stronger than Fastbones. Strongbones. And they all caught up to him. And they surrounded him. And they said, okay, you, give me that backpack. Well, Glabilda's a troll. Glabilda runs a little faster than Strongbones, too. She's a troll. And Strongbones said, hey, little girl, Glabilda. And she said, what? Catch this. And he threw her the backpack. And Glabilda caught it, which is good because there's a lot of stuff, equipment in there that could get broken if it hit the rock or something. And then Strongbones said, okay, I've had it. I've had it with you three. We're going down. And he jumped right at Grassy, you're coming with me. And he rolled her into the mud. Oh, and they started wrestling. Oh, all three trolls wrestling with Strongbones in the mud. Glabilda was there holding the backpack. She had no idea what to do because she wasn't going to let go of the backpack again because it would get lost and sink away in the mud. And it was her friends. But what was she going to do? What was she going to do? And so she finally thought, I'll put the backpack on myself. She put the backpack on her back. And she picked up the cudgel she'd taken from Grassy. And she said, I'll just go in and help my friend Strongbones out. And so she waded into the mud, and she started laying out with the cudgel. Well, the first sound she said was, ouch, with Strongbones. Ouch, ow, oh, she'd hit him across the shoulders. Oh, I'm sorry, Strongbones. And she started hitting some other figures. They're all wrestling in the mud. Nobody can get a purchase because they're in the mud. This, by the way, is called mud wrestling. And some people do this for fun. They were wrestling for mud. Everybody was muddy. Glabilda was muddy. The backpack was muddy. Everybody was muddy. Everything was exploding. It was all crazy. Oh, no. How was going to get away? Who was going to do it? Well, nobody noticed when Muscle Biter appeared with Mud Glub, with a half dozen guards, big guards, big troll guards. These were the troll guards who had, they'd done their years of raiding, and they'd been for the raiding service, and they spent a lot of time out with humans, and they knew humans, and they knew that teen trolls were unruly for a reason, and so they had come along because they didn't like unruly teen trolls at this point in their lives, and they saw this big massive bubble wrestle, and they said, "What's that?" Then a little grandpa troll came up and he said, "Those are some tall troll teens and a human. What's a human doing here?" Then a granny said, "Yeah, it looked like the princess is in there too. What's the princess doing down here?" Well, that's because Mr. Glub and the princess had their own little mud bath room, if you know what I mean, where they could spend time in the mud without hanging out with the other trolls. But Glubilda always snuck off to the big mud bath because she loved him. And so the soldier said, oh, what are they doing? And they went and waded right into the pile and started lashing out with their cudgels. Well, yes, Mudrub was carrying Muscle Biter, and Muscle Biter does bite muscles. But he wasn't going to use it, not if he could hit Glubilda. But he waded in with them and used the back of the spear and started bashing around. Well, it was muddy. It was muddy, and old Strongbones got beaten a lot more than he wanted to be. But Grassy and Bernie and Rocky, they were all trashed around, and Glubilda went hit a couple times in the back and the stomach and the arm. Oh, stop! And then finally, Mudglove raced into the middle of it, and he yelled, "Stop!" It was as though time froze. It was as though the world had become ice. It was as though there was nothing left but his word, "Stop!" And they stopped. Strongbone stood up and said, "Huh?" Glubilda got up and said, "Huh?" Rocky, Grassy, and Bernie all stood up and went, "Huh?" And then Mudrub looked at the three teen trolls. They said, "You again. You again. You again." Well, he said that three times, one for each of them. And they sort of knew, uh-oh, us again. And he looked at the soldiers and he said, "These teens, back to the Mr. Glub. They're going to get their punishment." And then he looked at Glubilda and said, "Glubilda, are you all right?" And Glubilda said, "Oh, I would be not all right if Strongbones hadn't saved me. It's Strongbones who did it. You should be glad Strongbones was along, because I would have been out and about. I would have been drowned in mud. They would have carried me on." She made all these great stories that was going to happen to her. Now, none of them weren't going to happen to her, because after all, Grassy had just dropped in the mud and run away. But trolls have a penchant for taking truth and making it something else, expanding it. Some people call it lying, but they just expanded truth because it was fun. And so she said all the things that were going to happen, and Mudglove was like, "Oh, the princess, oh, those unruly teens, oh!" And Strongbone said, "And they were taking my backpack, and I got it back, and it's mine. Anybody want it?" Well, nobody wanted to take it from Strongbones. "No thanks. I think let's go back and finish breakfast." So they all went back to finish breakfast. Now, have I told you there are no showers down in the mud baths? There aren't any showers in the mud baths, I'm sorry to say. Because trolls don't need showers. They love being muddy. Oh, they love being muddy. They'd go to bed muddy if they could. And so there weren't any showers, so they all went back muddy. Even the guards had muddy legs. Mm-mm. And they walked back to Mr. Glub. They walked back to the big king's room. They walked back to all the trolls, looking around going, "What's going on?" They walked back to Gustav Pannier, sitting in a chair going, "What happened? What happened?" And they walked back to Mr. Glub. Mr. Glub had his arms folded and his eyes were on fire. Oh my goodness, William, if you'd seen his eyes, you'd think you were looking at coals when your dad's doing grilling, or a fireplace, because they were like burning. And he saw those unruly teens come in. And then he saw Strongbones come in. And then he saw Glubilda. Oh, everything changed. He ran up to her. He got his arms around her. He hugged this muddy little being. "Oh, you're safe. Oh, they dragged you away. You're safe. Oh, they're safe." And then Glubilda said, Dad, stop. You're making a scene. Stop. Don't do this, Dad. You're making a scene. "Oh, my Glubilda. Oh, what would I do without you?" And Glubilda said, Well, how about if we have Cupones visit us?" Her dad looked at her and said, "Wait, we'll think about this." Then he looked at Strongbones and he said, Human, I have to say, for a human, you're pretty courageous. There's not many humans would run around Troll Mountain to try to get a backpack back for some unruly teen trolls. You're pretty something." Strongbow said, well, thank you, but I wasn't going to let that backpack go. And then Mr. Glove said, well, we'll come back to you later. Then he looked at the teen trolls. He said, you, again, again and again and again. I thought I dealt with you in the kitchens, but I guess not. I thought I dealt with you by letting you go out raiding. At least you'd be outside with the raiders, out on the clean snow and the air, and you'd be like taking stuff from humans, which is about the most fun ever. But what did you do? You tried to steal my daughter. Well, Grassy was trying to say, no, she wouldn't let go. She wouldn't let go. She kept beating me. Mr. Club said, silence. You three trolls, you are the worst of the troll teens. And I have something in mind for you that will teach you a lesson. Oh. You know what their punishment was, William? Oh, my goodness. You know what their punishment was? Even you wouldn't like this punishment. Their punishment was to go muck out the Wolverine stables, or the werewolf stables. Now, you say, what's muck out? Well, if you worked on a farm and you had cows and those cows were in a barn, what would those cows do every day, half the day? They would poop. And then when it built up, somebody has to clean the poop up, right? And that's called mucking out because it's mucky. Same thing with horses. Same thing with pigs. Same thing with chickens because everybody poops and somehow you have to clean it. And down in the Troll Mountain in the caves, they didn't have any hoses. No, they didn't. But they did have shovels. They knew how to use shovels because they loved shovels, and they stole as many shovels as they could from humans because shovels were great. But how did they get the werewolf poop out? Well, you shoveled it out and put it into buckets, and then you took it out to dump it. And you dumped it in a big pile that was let go for the winter. And then in the summer, the trolls would use it when they planted their gardens. Have I told you about the troll gardens? I haven't, have I? I'll tell you about that. So it's a stinky job. It never ends because werewolves are always messy. And it was not a happy place to be. And only the worst of the trolls were sent there. Only the most retrograde, only the trolls that just nobody wanted them around. And Bernie and Rocky and Grassy went, huh? And then their parents said, oh, please, these are nice children. They just got overexcited. We can't send them to the werewolves. The werewolves might bite them. And Mr. Club looked at the parents, and he said, if you had been better parents, you wouldn't have such unruly troll teens. But look at them. It's because of you. And if you say anything else, I'll send you to muck out the werewolves too. Oh, dear. Well, that was enough to quiet the parents down. And Bernie and Rocky and Grassy walked out of that room, heads down. Were they allowed to go back home to get new clothes? No. Were they allowed to do anything else but go straight to the werewolf cages? No. And where do you think they spent a long, long time? All mad at Strongbones, because it was all Strongbones' fault. They got to know the werewolves very well. And then Mr. Glove turned around and said, Strongbones, I remember you've done some good deeds for us in Troll Mountain, because he was remembering Strongbones rescued the mountain from being flooded out. He said, I tell you what, I think we're gonna go visit the caverns tomorrow. And your friend here, GP, Gustav Panier, whatever his name is, he's a pretty good human. And I like that he showed me a camera. He's a pretty good human. And so I think tomorrow we're gonna go visit the caverns. And because we're in the caverns, then we'll let him pick out his, whatever he needs to replace the Jeep you said these troll teens trashed, and I'm going to let you pick out anything you want. Well, that was quite welcome news. Strongbones was quite happy about that. But GP had one more card to play. He caught his breath, and he stood up, and he said, oh, Mr. Glub, Mr. King of the Trolls, sir, oh, good, I'm glad that you are finally giving us Our what's due to us, and I think that's great, but I have something for you. Now remember, in all of this, everything in the backpack really could belong to Mr. Glove, because he's the big guy and he could do it, but they made pretend that it was ours. Well, he had out the projector, and he had out the camera, and he had out the tripod, He looked at Mr. Glubb and he said, "Mr. Glubb, I want you to keep this camera and keep this tripod, and I want you to keep this projector, and now you know how to take pictures. You can take pictures of everybody and watch them on the wall anytime you want. And if you just want to watch them yourselves, well, look." And he turned the camera over and he hit the play button, and there on the back little screen were all the Glubb family. And Mr. Glubb was delighted. Oh! And then Gustav Pontius said, but, this is a human device, and it runs on electricity. Oh, when he said electricity, all the trolls went, ooh, because they'd heard about electricity, but they had no idea what it was. And then Gustav Pontius said, so I'm giving you one more thing. And he reached, ran into the muddy, muddy backpack, and he pulled out a little plastic case, and he took a napkin and wiped all the mud off it. And he said, this, Mr. Glubb, Mr. King of the Trolls, is a solar collector. And he walked over to the window and he found a little sill on the window. And he put the solar collector down. And he said, whenever you're not using this camera, just plug it in. And he showed him how to take the wire, a wire coming out of the solar collector, and plug it into the energy spot for the camera. And he said, just plug it in. And it will refill with energy. And anytime it stops, just plug it in, and it will refill with energy. Mr. Glubb was wide-eyed. This is magic. Well, magic and trolls, we haven't talked about. Read the book. But magic is something really, really special. And he looked at it, and he thought it was magic. And then GP did the best act ever. He bowed. Oh, he'd learned his lessons as an ethnojournalist. He said, Mr. Glubb, I am so happy that we have made your acquaintance and that I can leave behind some tribute of my appreciation for you. And he bowed again. Mr. Glubb was delighted. Glubilda was absolutely in hysterics. He thought this was so funny. He was such a, ooh, who is this guy? And you know what? He was saying it in troll. Well, nobody speaks troll. No humans, no troll. But here are these two humans, and they both spoke troll. And Glubilda was very intrigued. And Strongbones, who was watching all this, sitting down, mud dripping out of his hair, mud dripping off his clothes, couldn't help himself. But he sat back and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And oh my goodness, William, it is so good to be able to laugh. And that's where I'm going to leave you with Collision in the Mud Mass, or maybe Chase in the Mud Mass, or something to do with mud. It's got to be muddy because muddy is good. But I'm going to leave you there, and I'm going to tell you tomorrow the story of Gustav Pontius in the caverns, and what he chooses as his prize, and what Strongbones chooses as his prize. And then there's a little extra that I'll tell you then, but not till then. So you have a wonderful sleep. Give your little sister Lauren a big hug for me. Tell your mom and your daddy you love them, because they're the most special people in the world, and I will tell you the next part of the story as soon as I think it up. Love you, little William.